I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw at Ashford. Alan, are you happy with the point or disappointed not to win?
Should have won. I had a lot of good chat with you. Battled hard as well, and it was a good game. Most weirdest game I've ever been involved in as a manager, because the job was done, and then the players were a bit, not subdued, but I have a bit of a crack at my half time, saying, listen, we're here now, we've been champions and all the rest of it, but we had to get some players on as well just to try to liven things up, and we've come good. Thompson scores a good goal. I'm not so sure about the Simon Huckle offside one. Their keeper's pulled off some great saves, but I thought we have had a good as well. I thought it was a good game of football, but it was more like a pre-season game, if you know what I mean, because it was a bit subdued in the dressing room, really, because it's job done. Last, like, a career game was massive. Saturday was obviously massive against Dulwich, and when you're already champions, it's been like a bit weird all week, but to be fair, we've got 10 games unbeaten now, so I'm delighted,
You can't really blame the players though for having that sort of more relaxed attitude, and I'm sure you felt it on the bench. There wasn't the urgency, I'm sure you weren't kicking every football like you have been.
It was just weird. Me and Hamsey both thought it was weird all week, and it is. And I wish we had done it in the last game of the season, really. Well, I don't, because we would have been here, but the thing is, it was weird, and I'm just glad that everybody got a game, like so Wayne Finney come on, Lampton come on, Kirky come on, who have been with all season, which is great. Thomas scores a free kick, which I had to be trusty with Dusser, he did so, and we conceded a stupid goal. But it'd be fair, lads, how can I have a go at him? I couldn't, I tried to at half time a bit, but they've been superb all season, so that's just a little, what can you say? And at the end, I will play some good stuff.
It didn't matter in the end, because like you said, Adam Thompson banged in the free kick. But should it have been a penalty, do you think? Was it inside the box?
I thought it was, but the referee was behind player. It was in the box, and I thought he made some awful decisions. I'm just, very good. But then again, it's great. It's great for Tomer, who's been in our top two or three players all season. He's been outstanding, he has. So it's great for him, and it's great to get a point, because that's 10 games unbeaten, and that's not bad.
If it had been a penalty, who would have taken it? Bobby Traynor sat on the bench?
That's a good question. let's ask these bloody things you want. It's easy for you sitting in the stand and all that. No, I would have picked somebody. I would have just turned to Hamsey and let him pick it, So probably Nick Mundell, something like that. It's his last game, Nick, and very sad to see him go. And probably give it to Nick, and Nick, I reckon, would have took it away. So probably something like that.
How much will Nick Rundell be missed in the dressing room next season?
He's a great lad, man. I never mentions money, never mentions, hassle. The managers is a manager's dream, and I said that before. And you need people like that, some of the dizzy buggers in there. Neil think he'll be on $4,000 a week next year. He'll not. He's just a proper lad who has done it for the love of the game. And he's a great kid. We'll miss him a lot. We'll miss his family as well, a lovely family. So we'll miss him as a group, and I'm sure our supporters will miss him as well.
Bobby Traynor went off injured in the first half. What's the extent of his injury? Is it just a knock?
It's a rib. No, he wouldn't come off easy, Bobby. And I knew, because he doesn't often get injured. But the thing is, he's got a whack on the the ribs and all that he has. But it'll not be a problem. And if he's ever going to get a whack, now's the right time to do it,
I noticed before the game, Sean Beverley came over to say hello to the bench. That was nice.
I didn't see it, no, to be honest, I didn't see it. And I heard he did. That's very nice of him. And he's come out the end there and said, well done, which is nice of him as well, so fair play of him,
Surprised he said it himself, didn't send his agents to it.
Oh, so you can be cool, can't you? You can really be cool, Honestly, okay, great question, so excellent, well done.
Are the amount of points that we've won the league, is that a fair reflection of how dominant we've been in this league this season?
Yeah, so it's at least by 7, isn't it? Whatever results go at a day. So, yes, it is. The table isn't like at the end of the year, and we haven't had any luck, to be honest. Last season, I thought we had a lot of luck against it, which I never moved on about, all the injuries and suspensions. This year, we've done it hard way, and we've come up trumps, and it's 7 points at least. It could be 9 or whatever. It's a big margin not to win the league by, and we fully deserve it. If anybody says anything different, and nuts and crackers and stupid. So we are best team in the league by a million miles. We are best team in the league by 7 or 8 points, whatever it is, and that's quite a distance.
One thing that strikes me as being an achievement as well is that we've done it without being particularly aggressive, without being dirty. We must have one of the best discipline records in the league. Only one red card, and that red card was itself scandalous.
I'm not very happy about that. I'll let the change up for next season, we have. We do things the right way. We're disciplined. We are compared when I think we first got the job. I'm not just knocking anything, but me and Mark Arnison had to go up in front of the FA and talk in front of them. We've knocked down into where it's a bigger fine system if it gets sent off and stuff like that, and a lot more discipline all around. And yes, I like myself to compete and work hard, but there's difference in going over the top, and I think we've gotten well disciplined.
You've had a week now to reflect on the achievement of winning the league. How does it compare to other things you've achieved in your managerial career?
Massive, because at Walton it was done quite quick, because I went from a player to a manager. We won the first 13 games, then we got promotion, then we got so you always think, it's going to last forever, and it never did. So you learn that you do. At this job, I thought it was going to be a lot of it harder, and I knew that you know, I was quite brave of Malcolm and Mark, to be honest, to point me, because I think since the Chapel days, I always had the manager, assistant manager, as far as I can remember, it was like Sessie, Havis, Scotty Steele, McIntyre, you know, then it stopped at that, and it brought me in something different, so it's a big, so yes, you know, it's an achievement for the players, to be honest, and they've got some great people at the club. Before I change, I would like to mention Mark, Francis's partner, Kath, who I hope's listening and all that, so is this a grandmother again, I will get, but no, she'll be listening there. So there's people like that who will care about at a club and I'll look to keep it going, like, you know.
And are you starting to look forward to next season already? Is that from your thoughts?
Of course it is. It's one of them where I'm a catch this way. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm not going to. What the crack is, we have got a squad, a good squad. And also, we can't just go in the league just to stay in the numbers. We've got to go and try to do the best we can. So, yes, we might need some more. Some players might turn contracts down. Some players might go elsewhere. I can't do anything about that. If players want to stay, I'll fight them for the corner and I'll do what they can. If you have a hint of going for money or a hint of going anywhere, let them go. It doesn't matter who he is, it doesn't matter what player we are, who we are. If you want to go and get more money elsewhere, let them go. As simple as that. And we're not going to go out advancing. This club's done this before. The club, that's why the position in, because it went on these great trophy runs, the Wembley, but it would come at a cost, and the cost was the club going bust. And that's at the end of the day. It'll not happen if I'm in charge, it'll not happen if we're two good chairmen and we'll do things the right way. Yes, we will pay what we possibly can and we will give the players what we possibly can. But if a thing is just going to come and go, knocking on my door, ask for big money and big contracts, I've got nothing coming. I'm proud of players, I think they've done great. But if I want to win a championship again, and that's what we'll set out to do this season, next season or the season after, we've just got to work hard as a group again. But it'll be no big fat cuts at our club, I tell you that now.
And then when you are, presumably you're going somewhere like Rio on your holidays, when you're sitting on the beach out there reflecting on the season, It'll be, you know, reflecting on a massive achievement.
Yeah, when I'm sitting there with my wife and kids in the sunny Whitley Bay, I'll look back and say, yeah, but I think the chairman's promises a holiday. I'm going to his filler. He doesn't know that yet. Mark Anderson will fly us over, I'm sure he will. All expenses paid for, take the wife, take the team, and I'd like to thank the chairman for that very much. I'll probably get the sack now.
And while we're here, I do say at the end of every season, and I say every week, just a massive thank you from me personally for giving up your time and speaking to Kay's Web. I know a lot of people listen to it and a lot of people do appreciate it, so thanks very much.